Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Alaska Stories, a memoir by Margaret Kingery, is a story of travel, romance, and spiritual quest. At 45, Margaret leaves her son in Tacoma to move to Anchorage, Alaska, to find her adventures. She works as an occupational therapist. In her free time, she kayaks, hikes, and learns to snowshoe. Just when she learns to value herself as a single woman, she falls in love, marries, and ends up moving to New Mexico with her new husband. Margaret grew up in Washington State. After earning an Associate of Arts degree, she married and moved to Oregon in 1961. And after the first marriage ended in divorce, she and her son returned to Washington. She entered the University of Puget Sound to study occupational therapy. And after working for several years, knowing that her son was going to move on with his life, she decided to move to Anchorage. There, she met her husband of 33 years. After living in various states, they now reside in Nebraska, where her husband works as a professional engineer. She is retired from occupational therapy. Margaret earned her Master of Fine Arts in Writing from the University of Nebraska in Omaha and continues to write. Margaret Kingery, author of her memoir, Alaska Stories, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What an interesting story, your life, that you bring to all of our attention in the book, Alaska Stories. What inspired you to write the book? At what point did you think, I've got some interesting experiences I would like to share with everybody. I'm going to write a memoir. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, the first inspiration was the fact that I was a middle-aged woman at that time, and I thought it would be interesting for other middle-aged women to see that they could have their adventure after they had raised their families and or whatever. And the other thing that really inspired me was the fact that right after I moved to Anchorage, Chernobyl blew up. And there was another story that almost caused World War III when a young man from San Francisco came up and walked across the Iron Curtain, which was in effect at that time. The other thing that happened just before my husband and I moved away from Alaska, the Berlin Wall fell. So those historical events happened while we were up there, and I felt it was important that they be recorded in history.
There is a lot of history that you bring to life in Margaret's book, is Alaska Stories, a Memoir. Margaret is M-A-R-G-R-E-T. Kingery is K-I-N-G-R-E-Y. Her website is margaretkingery.com. We've got all this on our website. Book available in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Talk about the writing process of the book. How long did it take you to write this? And talk about finishing the writing of the book.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing when I wrote this book. And we were living in Maryland at the time, and I was fooling around with trying to figure out how to write it, and I belonged to Maryland Writers Association, but I also had a spiritual advisor at the Episcopal Church in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and I went in for an appointment with her one day, and she was late for the appointment, but when she walked into the room, she looked at me and she said, "Are you expecting a message?" And I said, "No, not really." And she said, "Well, when I was in the shower today, as often happens, I got a message directly for you, and that is you have to finish the book." Because she knew that I was writing this book.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, well, if she's giving me a spiritual message directly from our Savior, I better get my butt in gear and get this book finished. So I did go home. Sat at my kitchen table for I don't know how many hours and thought, how in the heck am I going to finish this book? So I engaged a friend of mine from Maryland Writers Association to edit what I had written so far, and she told me what I had written so far was terrible. So she said, go to Barnes & Noble, get a bunch of memoirs, read them, and she changed how the book was written completely, and was a wonderful editor after that. So it took several months,
yes,
years to actually get this book done.
And I guess there's a moral to that story that you just told for aspiring writers. Get an honest critique. And I would think sometimes maybe that's difficult, especially people that may know you that don't want to say anything offensive. So maybe they there's a book they really don't like, but they're going to tell you, nice job, keep it up.
Yes, that does happen. Fortunately, I've been very, very lucky in finding people who can be honest but not harsh.
Yes. There's a middle line there where it's like, okay, you could be constructive, don't be cruel, be constructive, and you can tell me whatever you want. The book is
yes.
Alaska Stories, a memoir by Margaret Kingrey, K-I-N-G-R-E-Y. Her website, Margaret, M-A-R-G-R-E-T, Kingrey.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. This book really, and I go back to something I said in the beginning, you learn to value yourself as a single woman. I'm thinking this book would really be valuable to help other women. Was that one of the reasons you really wanted to tell the story? And what kind of feedback are you getting?
Yes, I did think it would be valuable to other women, particularly women who are divorced or widowed, who have children who are about to leave home. There was a song that said it's easier to leave than to be left. And I think that my fear of having my son move out was probably part of what sent me to Alaska in the first place. So I think women, not so much now, but definitely when I was writing this book, were a little bit more hesitant to follow their own dreams.
How were you able to follow yours? I mentioned going, and you just touched on it there, going to Alaska. There you learned to kayak, hike, snowshoe. What was it that led you to Alaska? And what was the trepidation that you were feeling as you were going to Alaska, if you were?
Well, it was funny because everything sort of fell into place. When I made up my mind that I was going to Alaska, I don't like hot weather. So going to Hawaii or some other tropical kind of place was not in my book. So I wanted to go to Alaska. I had been up there with my husband, my first husband, whose father and mother-in-law lived in Juneau. And we had gone up there in December, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And it was a place that I always wanted to return to. But when I picked Anchorage, partly it was because there was a job there. Secondly, it was because I had a place to live. And those things just fell into place. And as I was working on getting these things organized, I was living in Tacoma, and I would see Alaska license plates all over the place. And then the woman who delivered a package to my house was telling me how she'd lived in Anchorage and how wonderful it was and all these other kinds of things. And, of course, I love being on the water because my folks had a cabin on Puget Sound, and we used to spend a lot of time in the rowboat and swimming and all those kinds of things. So kayaking was just a natural thing to do.
So
it was inexpensive, too.
Well, yes. Yeah. You're out there, and it's very inexpensive to get started, and so much enjoyment in doing that. Margaret Kingrey, our guest on the program, talking about her memoir, Alaska Stories, book available on our website. We'll give you all of this as we go through the conversation. Once again, so much of your life led by messages, and I think so often we may have messages ourselves, we just ignore them, and that really guided you throughout many decisions of your life, and it all you can read about in Margaret's story memoir, Alaska Stories. Mentioned women would find your story interesting. How about men? Would they find the book interesting as well, do you think?
Well, there are several men who have read it who have said that they've really enjoyed it, partly because there are a couple of stories that you would not find in anything that men would write, but they were about fishing. And normally you see pictures of men holding up these big 50-pound salmon and stuff.
Yes.
Well, there's one story where my sister and I go on a fly-in fishing trip, and we're holding up these two little tiny grayling that are maybe 6 inches long. those were the fish that we caught on our fly-in fishing trip. And men have gotten a big kick out of that story. They also have found the historical parts interesting and some of the hiking things that I did as well. So,
yeah, the book is Alaska Stories, available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Margaret Kingery's website will have all of that as well, and I'll give you the spelling so you can go directly to her website, find out about Margaret, and also get information and order the book there as well. Is there a particular target audience for your book?
Mostly, I guess I would call middle-aged women, women in their 40s, 50s, who, like I said, are facing changes in their lives that
yes.
they maybe not have thought about because they've been so busy with their lives. And I think, too, women who have retired and men who are interested in fishing and learning about Alaska and anybody who is wanting to travel up there have found it interesting read as well. And I have to say, Anchorage has changed so much since I was up there. My husband and I went up there a couple of years ago, and oh my goodness, Anchorage is a big city now with overpasses and all these kinds of things. The highways are much different than they were when we lived up there, and so it's not nearly the frontier kind of place that I experienced.
Is that good or bad, do you think?
Well, I have to go back to the whoever said you can't go home again.
Yes.
And say, just don't expect it to look like maybe I describe it in the book.
Interesting. And I think that's a lesson for all of us as we go back. You know, I haven't been back to our hometown in 35 years, and it's just not the same anymore. And of course it's not. It was 35 years ago. I just, so many observations that we read from Margaret that we can sort of relate to in our own lives and what she's going through during her lifetime. Who was helpful in writing your book? So often it's not just the author, but it's sort of the support that you have in writing. Were there people that helped you write the book?
Well, there were definitely people who supported my writing the book. And everybody that I talked to and who I mention in the book were very supportive of my continuing to write the book and get it finished and get it out there. And I have to say that my friends at Maryland Writers were very helpful, and other people who there was a women's writing group that I belonged to. Who and those women were also very helpful and supportive. So,
well, how was it with family and friends? Because they probably were part of this journey, knew you when all of this was going on, or at least part of it. What kind of support did you get from family and friends?
Well, I have to admit that my son thought I was a little crazy, but he, after he read the first draft or second draft, I guess it was, he said, "Hey, Mom, this is pretty good. Keep going." So that was wonderful. My husband Everett was extremely supportive. He was just very, very supportive. My older sister, who went on that fly-in fishing trip with me, Sandra. She was very supportive as long as I didn't say anything negative about her. So, and that's very typical of a family. Keep it positive.
Margaret Kingery is our guest on the program. Googling, it's Margret, and Kingery is Kingrey. That's important because that's her website, margaretkingery.com. The book available wherever books are sold. The book is Alaska Stories, a memoir. What would you like to have happen with this book? The book is out there now. People are reading it, enjoying your story. What do you hope happens now with the book?
Well, I think it would be good material for a movie.
Yes.
Or even a short TV series because of the way it's written. It's kind of short stories all connected together with a natural thread running through it. But I would like to see it made into a movie or a television series. And I guess that's my only hope. I'm not expecting it to be a New York Times bestseller or anything like that, but I just want people to buy it and enjoy it.
Well, and they will. The book is Alaska Stories. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Again, all of the usual places, and Margaret's website, and we'll give you that as we go through the conversation here. You decided to go back and get an MFA in writing. You did that at the University of Nebraska, a very prestigious program there. What motivated you to get the master's?
Well, I had always wanted to do more writing, and I felt like I didn't really have any academic background to do more writing, and so I wanted to learn how to really write, which may sound silly, and I wanted to do that before I was 80. So when we moved to Nebraska, and I didn't know anyone here, I had never lived in the Midwest before, except for in a short time in Indiana. But it was just something that I thought, well, maybe it would connect me with some people who have the same interests that I do. And so I applied to the University of Nebraska in the MFA program, which is a low residency program, by the way. And we have the most beautiful place to go for 10 days, which is in Lead Lodge in Nebraska City. And it's a wonderful hotel that was started by the Arbor, is the Arbor place now. And it's just a great place to be for learning anything. So we were there for 10 days, and it was a wonderful experience. It took me 2 years, and yes, I graduated before I turned 80.
Congratulations. Job well done, as is the book, Alaska Stories. This is such an excellent job on this book. I'm sure you're writing something else. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on a funny little book about North Mount Tabor Road in Ellettsville, Indiana. And North Mount Tabor was a town that was active in the 1800s for about 10 years, and then it just disappeared, partly because the railroad didn't land there. And I always wondered how the street that we lived on, which was North Mount Tabor Road, out in the country from Ellettsville, got its name. So I finally started doing some research a couple of years ago and realized that this town, this place, North Mount Tabor, had been an actual town. It had a sawmill, it had grocery stores, it had barbershop, it had all those kinds of things, and then boom, it just disappeared. So there were so many things that were of interest to me driving from our house on North Mount Tabor Road to Ellettsville or into Bloomington that were just fascinating. One place in particular was Mr. Olson's farm, where he had Black Angus cows. And those steers would just bring joy to my heart when I would drive down the road and I would see the cows grazing in the pasture, and then they would not be there. And I thought, where were they? So I would stop and ask Mr. Olson, where are your cows? And he said, oh, well, we have another pasture, and this one's grazed over. So things like that were very interesting to me. And I don't know if they'll be interesting to anybody else, but I've shared the first manuscript with a number of people, and they seem to be very interested in reading the story. So,
well, it sounds like it's going to be another enjoyable read, as is this book by Margaret, Alaska Stories, a memoir. Again, available wherever books are sold. A few minutes left here in the conversation. What was this like for you in telling the story? As you went back and looked at your life and laid it out and described it, what was it like for you? How did it feel as you were telling your life story and all these situations and suddenly they change? You know, the sun is gone. You're single. Now you have to decide, okay, what am I going to do? You're quite happy as a single, and then you find love again and get married. What was it like going back and reliving all of that, especially on paper?
Oh, it was very interesting in terms of there were so many things, and the thing that I held on to throughout all of it was the fact that I like to go to church. And so many people that I knew up there were off. They were taking whole weekends, or they would take off early from work, and they would just go and go do their mountain climbing or their hiking or their snowshoeing or skiing or whatever. And I wanted to be able to go to church every Sunday, and that made my life very different from most of the other people who went up there, because they were up there for their adventures, and their sense of adventure was different from my sense of adventure. Yes, I wanted to do those things too, but I also wanted to be sure that I was grounded in my church community.
Yes.
So, and that's where my husband and I met, as it turns out, was at church. And going back and looking at that, I realized that that's been a thread through most of my adult life, was church has been very important to me. So that was kind of a surprise in a way. The other thing was that I lived at David's house. David was a medevac pilot, and he was the son of a friend of mine in Tacoma. And I lived there longer than I had expected. And I liked living at David's house because there was always something going on. There were a lot of kids that came, teenage boys, and I baked them chocolate chip cookies, and they were very happy about that. And so, I mean, there were some things about it that I was keeping my old life intact while I was living at David's house, because I used to make chocolate chip cookies for my son, and now I had a bunch of teenage boys I could make chocolate chip cookies for.
Yes.
And so I wasn't really changing drastically when I first moved up there so much. But when I moved to my own apartment and was by myself, that was a real shock to me, living by myself and trying to figure out what I was going to do when I wasn't working. Finding people to do things with. So.
Yes, and it's so interesting when you look back on your life, sort of do this retrospective, and you go back and all these thoughts come to mind. And obviously, Margaret dealt with those as she was putting this book together, Alaska Stories, a Memoir. The book is an enjoyable read. It's relatable. The great stories, touching on a lot of history, as she talked about on the program. The book is Alaska Stories, a Memoir. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. If you're Googling M-A-R-G-R-E-T, Margaret Kingrey, K-I-N-G-R-E-Y, and her website, margaretkingrey.com. All of this, if you're traveling and not able to write all this down, you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Margaret, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can talk about the next book when the book comes out. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story on the program.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A pleasure having you with us, Margaret Kingrey. The book is Alaska Stories, a Memoir. Her website, margaretkingrey.com. All the information on her website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.